everyone, this is Holly, and I am now going to try to record some of these answers a few different ways to try to demonstrate how differently written English can be from spoken English. So sometimes the meaning is identical. Sometimes the tone of voice, intonation, volume of voice, gestures made while speaking, facial expressions while speaking can make a strong difference in meaning. I'd love to hear some of you practicing, all of you practicing some of these. So the example I gave was someone texts, T-E-X-T-S, a very difficult word to pronounce clearly. Someone texts you a message and says, "Hey, a bunch of us are meeting at Dino's or Dino's tonight. 8-ish. Join us?" So that's how I hear that text message. "Hey, a bunch of us are meeting at Dino's tonight. 8-ish. Join us?" I hear it as a true, genuine, welcome invitation. Is that how you read it? Is that how you hear it when you read it to yourself? Does it sound friendly to you? Because it could be, "Hey, bunch of us are meeting at Dino's tonight. 8-ish. Join us." You might read it and not feel truly invited. The more you know the person who texted this message, the better you know them, the longer or stronger your relationship is, will determine how you hear or interpret, read that message. So if you were answering affirmatively, you might type back, text back, "Yeah. Yeah. 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 Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. I'll try to be there. Absolutely. Count me in." But it could be, "Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, sure. I'll try to be there. Yeah, sure. I'll try to be there." Sometimes we interpret a period, plain Jane sentence to be enthusiastic. Those of you who know me fairly well probably realize that I tend to be more enthusiastic than many people. So I often speak in exclamation points and sometimes use exclamation points too often for most people's comfort. It matches my personality, so those who know me a long time might interpret what I type differently if I do or don't use an exclamation point. It totally depends, and it's impossible to know in written English. So sometimes using lowercase or a period can make people think that it's a negative, "Yeah, yeah," instead of "yeah" or "yeah." Very difficult to know in written English. Then I wrote, imagine negative responses to this request, a text request. "Do you think you could help me with my homework tonight?" "No, sorry," is what's texted back, nothing else. "Can't." Text messages are often short. The shorter your message, the less you elaborate or explain, the more you are subject to misinterpretation. I really don't think so. No way, nada. You need to stop asking me. Fat chance, I'm swamped with my own work. Nope. No way. No chance, man. Like zero. Zilch. Too busy. Right? That too busy would make that a different message than just no chance, man. Like zero. Zilch. Ouch. But no chance, man. Like zero. Zilch. Too busy. Sorry. Is an entirely different message. Nyet. Gotta work. That gotta work, incorrect English, but common English, is friendly. It gives a reason for the no. Again, how well you know a person, whether or not you use that language all the time, makes a difference in how it is interpreted. Many things that we write today are seen by people out of the context, who don't know us, don't know our relationship. And when you text often to your friends, it's easy to use some of the same language or curtness when you type to someone else, text to someone else. This is where I believe a lot of miscommunication occurs in today's world, because we're, many of us, multitasking, doing a lot more in one day than we did in one day 20 years ago. Communicating in different ways, more often, more ways. And habits develop. And it's easy for habits to overlap into the wrong context, the wrong world, the wrong cohort. So any of these positive or negative messages might be more positive or more negative, depending on whom you are communicating with, and their mood that day, and what happened in your relationship the week before. So, wish I could, but it's just impossible tonight. Tomorrow? Very nice negative response. No chance at all. Sorry, bud. Or, no chance at all. Sorry, bud. Could be interpreted rude or friendly. It depends. So think about these and practice recording them yourself. Feel how they sound to you. As an extra challenge, try recording or practicing in front of a mirror. Watch what happens to your facial expression yourself. Do you stand up taller? Do you gesture more? Do you smirk or smile or grin more with some of these? Written English is a challenge. That's all for now. Bye-bye.